The Princess Chronicles, The Hollow Realm, The Orion Novellas Book 2, written by C.M. Hanno, narrated by Tenica Richards. This is for all you reading warriors. Roland. One lonely tower made of moonstones the colour of midnight with a circle of molten lava around it holds the prisoners of an evil emperor. Connected by a single bridge stands a vast marbled castle with three large walls housing a row of sentries ready to strike. The fortress of Mort is guarded by the most ferocious manticore in the realm. Standing at 8 feet tall, with the head and legs of a bull and a torso of a man, these beasts are not to be trifled with. Each soldier is decorated in the finest armour that covers their entire body, making a fatal blow difficult to find. Each shielded shoulder bears the mark of the emperor, a stone of black at the centre of a pentagram. A smooth round head graces the shoulders of an evil man. His blackened eyes sit symmetrical of a pale pointed nose. A crooked smile, with two rows of blackened teeth and foul breath bellows with each exhale. Dressed in regal black robes with golden lacy is the malicious ruler of his hollow realm, Emperor Santana. Within his rule are not only the manticore soldiers, but also the drakari, shadow beasts, with the ability to take over one's soul and mind. The wave of a hand, Emperor Santana commands these dark creatures to do his bidding. Sitting upon his throne of obsidian, Emperor Santana greets his horde leader. Has our honoured guest arrived? Standing a few feet away is Kalashite the Terrible, known throughout the realm as the Emperor's Executioner. With a mane of brown snout of black and horrid red eyes, Kalashite pompously answers his master. Yes, sire. Kalashite's armour is different in comparison to the unruly army he commands. With armour made of dragon scales, he fearlessly leads the armies into combat. Good. Bring him here at once. Kalashite bows in respect and takes his leave. Through blurred vision, Roland sees a spotted image of a beast standing before him. A gush of freezing water flushes his eyes and face. The clear image of a man-beast startles him. He tries to move to fight the creature, but quickly realizes his wrists and ankles are bound by iron chains connected to a stone wall. Let me go! You have no right to keep me here! The creature laughs in Roland's face before placing a brown bag over his head. He is then released from his iron chains and is bound with tight rope. The cloth draped over his head smelled of rotten food. Through the thin linen, he gets a small glimpse of a vacant narrow corridor that leads to a spiraling staircase. Every 10 steps, there is a molten candle burning to light their way. Roland's bare feet hurt with the feel of hot stone upon them.
Pick the prisoner up and carry him from here.
A firm voice comes from the right side of him. The rough hair of the beast's head scratches Roland's exposed side as he is carried over the broad shoulders of a guard.